All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Another Marathon Monday in the books. Masks now optional on some airlines, and what Snoop Dogg plans to do with Death Row Records. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Will Smith's son Jaden would rather hang with adults than kids, and it's the reason why that's made him a target on social media.
Leroy has your sports.
Boston, we owe somebody a huge apology. Find out who in sports.
But first, it was a great day in the city as the Boston Marathon was back on Patriots Day. Kenyans Evan Chebet and Paris Jepchichir won the men's and women's races, and American Daniel Romanchuk and Switzerland's Manuela Schar were the winners in the wheelchair races. Great day, full of touching and heartwarming stories, including Henry Richard, who was 10 when he lost his 8-year-old brother, Martin Richard, who was killed in the bombing, and a lot of emotion as he crossed the finish line, and also Romero's wife Nicole did it. And so far, they have raised over $11,000 for Beth Israel Lahey Health. So,
yeah,
and
you can still donate, by the way. Get a crew Facebook page, and there's an awesome blog post about the race and all that stuff, and has pictures and videos. And check it out, because we're on our way to becoming the number one blog post.
For that reason alone.
Yeah, help us out.
Keep going.
And several U.S. airlines announced that masks are now optional after a federal judge in Florida struck down the mask mandate for airplanes and other public transportation. Delta, American, United, Southwest, Alaska, and JetBlue announced that masks are now optional. The rules for trains and bus passengers vary by city and transit agency. And Snoop Dogg has plans for Death Row Records. He already removed several albums from the Death Row catalog from digital streaming platforms, and now we know why. He says that he wants to create a streaming platform similar to Amazon, Netflix, and Hulu. It'll be a Death Row app, and in the meantime, the music will live in the metaverse. He also announced that all future Death Row releases will be NFTs. So,
does that mean we'll be able to hear it? I don't understand what that means.
Where's the metaverse?
Yeah. Is it going to be on a frame on a wall? I don't know what an NFT is, Snoop. I'm still learning.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, DaBaby will most likely not be facing any charges after he beat down the brother of his baby's mom at a bowling alley.
Congratulations!
Well, hold that. I told you yesterday how the victim, Brandon, was refusing to cooperate with police despite that viral video showing the whole attack from back in February. Well, Brandon is now explaining why.
I was never cooperating. I was never gonna cooperate. I was never gonna put nobody in jail. So all y'all talking all that snitch, ain't nobody a snitch here. Never will be a snitch, never was a snitch.
Brandon, okay. You're an idiot. We saw you on video get beat down, and you're like, yo, I ain't a snitch. I'm hard. I'm gonna take that ass whooping and just sit here and take it.
Well, the reason why I was saying a whole day congratulations is because there is a report Brandon might still be suing DaBaby for emotional distress
so
and legal
snitch,
fees.
But you a bitch, huh?
Well, he, you know, obviously wants to get some money out of it, so.
No. If you're a real man, you'll take that beating and not get any money out of it. And just sit there like,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the three men who has been labeled as responsible for the death of Mac Miller has just been sentenced to prison. Ryan Revis is one of the men who supplied Mac Miller with the fentanyl-laced pills that led to his overdose in 2018. He's been sentenced to 10 years and 11 months in prison. Revis had asked the court for a lesser sentence, saying he was just the middleman. and wasn't the one who actually provided the drugs. The two other men involved are still awaiting their fate after both pleading guilty. And Will Smith's son, Jaden, has become a target on social media. Now, he's 23 now. But in a recent interview that has actually, I take that back. It wasn't recent. It's a resurfaced interview.
Yeah.
Jaden admitted that even when he was a child, he had preferred hanging out with adults as opposed to kids his own age.
I am very happy that I spent my childhood with more adults than I did with kids my own age. Because I was picking up more things from adults than I were from kids my own age. I go around sometimes and I hang out with other people that are my age and they're just... Oh, my God. Like, can we talk about, like, the political and economic state of the world right now? Can we talk about what's going on with the environment? Can we talk about other things?
Can you shut the hell up?
Here we go.
And just pick up the dodgeball and throw it at the other kid. You really want to talk about the political climate in school with a bunch of kids? Get out of here.
Well, the memes and attacks have been ongoing since that footage resurfaced. Some calling him a dork, telling him to go away. Another meme at a picture of his rival in the Karate Kid movie with the caption, "Now I understand why bro was whooping Jaden Smith's ass."
I hate the whole Smith family.
The fact that people are mad about that, though, is kind of stupid.
Bad.
I think it's the way he says it, Ben. Yeah. He sounds snarky.
I am very happy that I spent my childhood with more adults than I did with kids. Because I was
climbing. Can we talk about the socioeconomic? Okay, go ahead. You start. You go first.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Jaden. I'm waiting. Talk about the socioeconomic climate.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right. The Red Sox fell down and never got back up, losing to the Twins 8-3.
But on the bright side, Leroy has found the woman of his dreams.
No, listen.
He was at the game yesterday with Melissa. And he said, "Melissa, who is that sweet potato pie?"
I didn't say all that. I didn't say all that.
I will find out for you, Leroy.
Somebody caught my eye. I looked and I asked. But let's not make it seem like that's where all my focus was. I was watching the game and I was eating my food. And that was
The food was good.
Listen, stop trying to act like a man who doesn't care about a good looking, attractive woman.
Oh, I absolutely do. And that's why I was asking. But it wasn't my primary focus. I'm sitting there watching the game, enjoying the game.
I was actually the one that brought it up to him.
8-3.
Yeah.
That was more important.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
During dry season, Leroy.
Not really. Yeah.
You're so dry right now, you might catch on fire.
And to back him up a little bit, I was the one who brought this woman to his attention. He had seen her and was checking her out already.
He was focused on that hot dog.
But I was like, Leroy, if you want. Okay, forget it. I hate you so much.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about sports. Anyways, we were all surprised to find out that Malcolm Butler was returning to the Pats, especially after being benched in the Super Bowl. However, Malcolm is over the benching saying, "I'm trying to live in the present. You can't think about the past all the time. I've moved on from that." He also made a good point when he said, "You never burn your bridges down. You handle situations as a man, as a grown-up. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't have the opportunity to come back here." A lot of people can learn from that. Stop burning your bridges.
Why didn't he do that back in 2018? This dude made a play to win a Super Bowl, and then in the next one, he messed up so bad that they didn't even put him in.
We don't know what happened. I'm gonna leave that alone.
He burned a bridge.
Yeah. And for the first time in 25 years, an NBA guard has won the NBA Defensive Player of the Year award. And that guard is Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics. That's right. He found out during practice. It was a surprise. The team celebrated. They were throwing water on him. They were cheering for him like they should. And then the NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Marcus Smart, gave a speech.
Hey, man, first off, definitely want to thank you guys, man, my coaching staff, my teammates. You know, it's not easy playing in this league full of guys like Jason and Jalen who scored ball the way they do and getting recognition on that defensive end and trying to guard these guys every night. This is 8 years, man, just try to do what I do. You guys have allowed me to do that. Just appreciate you guys' love, man, for it.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's right. Congratulations. And on behalf of Boston and greater Boston, just Celtics fans in general, I would like to apologize to Marcus Smart. We have been very hard on Marcus Smart. Some of us have been calling for him to be traded. But now what? Defensive Player of the Year, and his contributions on the floor are extremely valuable. So there you go. Round one of the NBA playoffs continue tonight. Sox Blue Jays at 7:10, Bruins Blues at 8, and that's your sports.
All right. In today's good news, congratulations to all of the runners in the Boston Marathon.
Congratulations.
So proud of you. We are inspired by you. It was really nice to, you know, just see so much life and excitement in the city. Even if you were someone who was not able to finish, hold your head high because you did something most of us have never done.
That's right.
And for some of us, we watched on the couch. So congratulations to you. And also to, you know, all of the workers and the volunteers, because there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that goes into putting the marathon together. So thank you and congratulations to everyone on a great day. That's your good news.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up
in the morning on Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.